So I think you all have heard about the Pope is going to consecrate Russia and Ukraine to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And right off the bat, the radical traditionalists were, well, it's just not done the perfect way, and it's also Ukraine, and he's not doing the union with all the bishops throughout the world. And all of a sudden, we got a communication last week that asked all the bishops to be in union with him. So it's really, really close to being the correct way, what Our Lady asked for. And then, of course, things are happening so fast, I'm like, okay, what are we going to do here at St. Mary's? Because you all know me, right? And we're going to do something. But then I'm at this priest gathering. We had it over here at Cross Plains this past week. And all of a sudden, the bishop announced that he asked the pastor of Immaculate Heart of Mary, he picked the parish because of the name, over in Monona, if he could offer Mass with anybody who wants to come, priests who want to can celebrate, you know, anybody from the diocese who wants to come to that Mass, at 11 a.m., which is the exact time in Rome. I think it's like 5 p.m. I don't know what he's going to do, but it does line up with our 11 a.m. is when the consecration is going to happen. So we're not going to compete with that. I'm urging all of you, let's flood Immaculate Heart of Mary's Church in Monona, 11 a.m. this Friday, the Feast of the Annunciation, if you can join us, okay? So we're not going to compete with that. All right. Very excited, and we're going to see how Our Lady and Our Lord responds. Our powerful intercession of Our Lady, fulfilling the request of Our Lady to consecrate Russia. So all good. It's I'm very hopeful. I pray you are too. Okay, here we are. Third Sunday of Lent, it's called. We're getting about the midway of Lent. We're on day 19 of our 90 days to peace. It's a full moon. First day of spring, okay. There's lots to be said about the right now. And it's exciting. And so first day of spring, of course, you think about it's time to get out onto the land and start get preparing it. And we saw in today's reading where, for 3 years now, I've come in search for fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil? But then he says, sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. Okay? So I'm going to give you my quick review that I called Farming for Faith, because we're heading into that period of time. Listen, I don't know if in my retirement I'm going to head south or whatever. I think that'd be amazing. But I'll miss the change of seasons. Not that I'm a big cold fan, but I love this time of year where we're coming out of the cold and the warm weather and we're getting all excited. At least I am. That spring is here now. And that's, isn't that cool? I don't know what I'd do without that change of season. But so we're going to see them. First of all, they have to clear the land. They have to get everything out of there. And that's akin to, in the spiritual life, going to confession. We flush out our sins. I'm going to come back to that in a second. But the other thing that clears the land is our fasting. So we actually get more disciplined in being able to go out without just about anything. So the classic ways to fast from food or from meat or something like that. But we can fast from, or we can just do mortification. Like, I'm doing more exercising lately, and it feels wonderful. But that's a form of mortification. Mortification means die to yourself, okay? And so you're doing what's the better thing for yourself instead of just being, like I like to say, just animals, where you just kind of feed the flesh, you know, which animals do. But we build our mortification muscle, okay? We become stronger to be able to go without lesser things in favor of greater things. Okay, I'm going quick here. So then once you clear the land, you've got to soften the soil. You've got to plow, spade it, till the area, get it ready, loosened up. What's that like? Well, something like adoration, where you just stop. We've been talking about just stopping, you know, Mary and Martha. Just stop at the feet of Jesus. Mental prayer, all that. What does that do? That softens our heart. Okay, I've been framing it this way, that we can be great at religion. We can be devout at religion, okay, of doing the rote, memorized, you know, vocal prayers and that. They kind of, you know, punching the clock, doing what we're obliged to do. But where's the heart? We got to soften the heart. So things like adoration or things like just stopping, even if you can't get before the Blessed Sacrament, in your own home for 15 minutes. That's what we've been advocating during these 90 days to peace. Just at least 15 minutes. Some people have been trying to go to five. I'm going, no, not five, 15. You know, 15 minutes where we just get more in love with the Lord. So what are we doing there? We're softening the heart. We're loosening the soil. Okay? And then what we can do is add nutrients to the soil, fertilize it. All right? And that's one of the powerful ways to fertilize the soil, make it rich in nutrients, is to love the Mother of God and to have her very close to you in your life. I think a lot of people can attest to when they go to Mary and ask Mary to kind of be your battle buddy, will you advocate for me before the throne of God? Will you intercede for me? Okay, well, then things start happening. And Mary just wants to be that tender mom. Okay, what a beautiful gift we've been given with Mary. And so all the beautiful devotions that we have, what we're going to be doing at 11 a.m. at Immaculate Heart of Mary in Monona this Friday. I mean, all that is very pleasing to God. So it's a rich nutrient for the life that we share with God. All right, the life that we share with God. And then we want to make sure, and it's especially difficult in these times, that we live in truth. So that truth is found in what's called divine revelation. So sacred scripture and sacred tradition. That's what divine revelation actually means. Okay. We've got to live in that truth. It's so hard because so much is being normalized right now as an atrocity unto God. But, this is the new normal. How hard it is to live in the rich nutrients of truth rather than the poison of the toxins of falsehoods that can kill off the life within us, kill off the supernatural grace within us, while truth invigorates the soul, right? And so it's hard, but we got to get there. We got to love the treasure chest that is our Catholic faith. You know, not just dismiss it. Oh, that's what they did when they didn't know any better, and we know better now because we've arrived. You know, that's where the word progressive comes from. You know, we know better than every generation that's gone before us. And we have a new normal, right? I just said before. We have a new way of thinking. We've evolved. You know, all these narratives that want to what? That want to dispose of this rich treasury that is beautiful nutrients for our faith, okay? That smug elitist progressivism that we know better than every generation is a poison for faith, all right? And then we've got to have strong relationships. You know, work at that. Get people in your life that want to strive for holiness with you. And even if they don't, you know, help them or have them help you. I don't know. But be in relationship with people who want to join with you, to be your battle buddy, to get into the game in a serious way. Build those kinds of relationship. Beautiful, beautiful nutrient for your soul. And we have to remember, as we're striving for this higher life, okay, the superior way, that we don't have to get a superiority complex. I've watched it so many times where people just, you know, all of a sudden they get into their faith and the rich treasure chest and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden they go, my mass is better than your mass, and we're better, you know, and we don't want to do what they do. And, you know, even kind of mocking our Protestant brothers and sisters and all that stuff. That's poison, okay? That's the biggie. That's pride, elitism. And it's the most powerful and common way the devil tries to kill off the life of Christ within us, okay? So I want to circle back to confession. You all know we haven't had communal penance service here for at least a decade, if not longer. Why? I love communal penance service for so many wonderful reasons, except I had to stop it suddenly because it trained us to go to confession only once or twice a year. That's a poison. okay? And so instead I said, okay, what am I gonna do? Well, I'm gonna make it available all the time. So like, for instance, after every daily mass, I climb into the confessional while we expose the Blessed Sacrament just for 30 minutes. I know people gotta get to work and stuff. And it's a beautiful time to just stop for 30 minutes. So if you didn't know that, you know, please know that. So 7 to 7:30 mass, 7:30 to 8 is adoration and confession. We're offering those adoration and confession times, like for striving for holiness on First Fridays. Also, I've got my 24/7 confessional, and you're welcome to come anytime. I think people are, if you have an emergency, come after 7 p.m., but please let it be an emergency. But all day long, I got people coming and going in my 24/7 confessional. But here's the point, is that we have to go frequently. We just do. Because the world is poisoning us, sometimes unknowingly. And unless we can flush out, detox the soul, okay, it's going to become weak. It's not going to produce fruit, all right? And so what an amazing gift we've been given with the sacrament of confession. It's a complete flushing out in a moment. I just went with Father Ein before Mass. And so I'm 100% pure right now, because that's what we teach. And here's what I warn people too about, is that the devil wants to get in your head and get put down on you on that. So I counsel people a lot. Don't walk away from confession and think, oh boy, you know, I missed this sin and I forgot that sin, and oh boy, you know, look at my past, I'm not worthy to be. No, the purpose of that confessional, or the biggest purpose, is to give you the confidence that you are completely made a brand new person. Let's do this thing. He wants to use you. But here's what the devil does. No, not me, because look at what I did, and I forgot this sin. Do you see? It's purely the devil, okay? Do your best, you know, get ready for confession. And then if you forget something, that's forgiven. Here's the only thing that's not forgiven. If you think of a sin and you go, oh, but I'm not going to confess that. Who does that? Nobody, right? So it's done. And so you're ready. You're in the starting block, waiting for the gun to sound so you can start the race. He needs kingdom builders. He needs you. And you need to have complete hope, trust, confidence that you are fully prepared. Remember this. The greatest saints of our church were the most horrendous sinners before they became saints. Maybe because they had such a strong sense of gratefulness for having been given a chance to start fresh all over again. And they're like, this is awesome, let's do this thing. Confession is amazing, okay? Confession is amazing. You know, 3 years I've been looking for fruit, and so cut it down. Wait. Maybe if we cultivate the soil, loosen the soil a little bit, maybe if we add some fertilizer, it will produce fruit. Accept the wonderful gift of God's mercy. Accept his offer to start fresh anew, a brand new person, when the words of absolution are given to us. Amazing, amazing. Take that fresh start and be the most incredible kingdom builder on the planet Earth. We're all called to do that. Happy full moon. Happy 19th day of 90 days to peace. Happy third Sunday of Lent. Happy springtime. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I believe in one God.